On The Moving Icon, Chris Flajonacios interviews Kevin Bryce, the Orthodox filmmaker of the documentary We Are Superman. Chris and Kevin discuss the filmmaker's latest documentary still in production on the topic of bipolar disorder.
Across the developed world, mental illness has become a major issue, yet people living with conditions such as depression and schizophrenia are gravely misunderstood. Most of the time, society has trouble seeing the human being from the illness. This is also the case of bipolar disorder. Kevin Bryce, the Orthodox filmmaker of the feature documentary We Are Superman, is working on a new film called All These Flowers, which follows the lives of six people living with this disease. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chris.
Now, you spent a year filming these people's lives. Why did you choose to explore this issue of bipolar?
Bipolar disorder is a topic that really intrigued me. It's something that I knew very little about. I had friends, close friends, I have close friends who are diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and they're very secretive about it. And I essentially realized that our society has no idea what bipolar disorder is. And since it doesn't know what it is, we are afraid of it, and we are afraid of those who have been diagnosed with it. So I wanted to really be a part of the growing conversation that exists right now on mental health and what bipolar disorder is.
In the film, we meet Bonnie Love, a woman who faces many obstacles. What was it about her that made you choose her, and what role does Mother Nicole play in her life?
Well, essentially, I had to find an eclectic crew of folks who had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. I wanted different ages, different family structures, different genders, different treatment strategies. So I went to Mother Nicole, who is a nun who I work with here in Kansas City, and she's a caseworker. And I said, "Hey, do you have any clients who I could potentially join with for the next however long it takes, a year, 15 months, and just explore their life and explore them, anyone who's been diagnosed with bipolar disorder?" And she said, "Actually, I think I have just the person, this person being Bonnie Love." I met Bonnie and we hit it off immediately. And so, their relationship is a powerful story within the film. It's more the backbone. It's the story we keep coming back to, is Bonnie's journey towards stability, to finding effective treatment, to regaining relationship with her kids. And Mother Nicole is her strong support in that journey.
Who's another person from the film that has made the greatest impact on you personally?
Well, it's easy to answer this question. Essentially, Donovan Gardner has by far had the greatest impact on me of all those I followed in the film, and not by anything he said, but essentially just by who he is. He is an incredible trooper, a fighter, an advocate for all those who have been diagnosed, not just with bipolar disorder, but every other mental illness as well. And he's a peer support, and he sacrifices his time, his money, everything for the betterment of others. And he's diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And for me personally, joining with him, I didn't anticipate at all how much I would glean from my friendship with him. But it's just been it's been excellent.
Over the course of filming, how has your understanding of bipolar changed? And with this new insight, what do you think people with bipolar need the most?
What I've learned in the last year of joining with six folks who have been diagnosed with bipolar disorder is that essentially I knew basically nothing about the disorder before beginning this project. All I knew was that there were highs and lows, what everybody thinks they know. What I've learned is that that is only scratching the surface. It's barely touching. I've learned that we are just beginning to understand the human brain and human behavior. I've learned that it's a crude diagnosis, and it's a label in a box that we put people in that isn't clearly defined. And then they struggle, and they've been given this label that they have to live with, and they have to hide because nobody knows what it is. In learning this, what I have discovered is there's no clear answer. There's no clear cure. There's no clear end. to this struggle. But what people need the most is what we all need the most. They need love. They need a community of people. They need a support network to come around them, to strengthen them, to support them, to love on them. That's what they need the most. There are other practical things that those who have been diagnosed with bipolar disorder need, such as disciplined lifestyles, you know, regulated sleep patterns, social rhythms, medication, depending on the person. But what they do need the most is this loving environment to come into and to grow in, same as the rest of us. And unfortunately, in our society today, you know, you don't see that network. You don't see that community where you can find these folks, and that's a real problem, and that's a real issue that I'm looking to address with all these flowers.
Both of your films are documentaries. What is it about this genre that draws you?
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't get into documentaries on purpose. My heart is in narrative fiction in films, but I graduated from a film studies program, communications degree, and you know, I was a broke college grad, and so you can't make films with no money. However, you can make documentaries. Now, I was working at a nonprofit at 31st and Troost here in Kansas City. And Troost Avenue is a strong divide between rich and poor, black and white. And so, and I was witnessing a crew of people who were transforming this divide, who were gathering people together for the purpose of reconciliation. And that story wasn't being told. So I thought, okay, I'll make a 20-minute documentary about the work that's going on here at 31st and Troost. Well, it quickly snowballed into a feature-length documentary. Within like 6-8 months, I was suddenly like, whoa, what have I gotten myself into? Went a little nuts in the editing room, but got the film finished, and it's been hugely successful. The impact has been far and wide here in the city. It's still being screened, still being shown, still being bought. I'm hearing from folks that it's being screened at schools, high schools, colleges, staff at different nonprofits are watching it over, you know, a Friday lunch. So what I've realized is that with documentary, you can be raw and you can be real and you can be gritty and you can have an impact. And so I was inspired by the success of We Are Superman to really continue on this journey. And so I moved into to working on all these flowers. And that's where I'm at now. I do hope to return to fiction films one day, but you know, we'll see what happens. I'm here now doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
And what do you hope to get through to the audience?
I hope audiences walk away having learned something. I ultimately hope audiences walk away having learned what I learned in making the film. With We Are Superman, I gained so much knowledge on racial tension, on racial reconciliation, on economic disparity. And what I wanted to do was take what I had learned in a year, cut it down to an hour, and have audiences walk away and learn the same thing without having to go through the year-long process and struggle. And that's where I'm at with all these flowers, too. I've learned so much about the struggle of someone diagnosed with a mental disorder. And I want to inspire others and educate others on what I have learned. So that's really what I hope audiences walk away with. You know, just to add on to that, I believe that education is one of the preliminary steps towards empathy. And so if we can educate folks with a documentary, the ultimate hope is empathy. But I don't know if that I can get people towards empathy. I know that I can just help in the education process.
At what stage is the film?
I've been actually primarily working with foundations to receive grants. But, you know, we're still struggling along to get fundraising. We have a few grants that have come in. We did run a Kickstarter. It unfortunately was unsuccessful. We're going to be running another one probably in the late fall for about half the amount. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at with fundraising. We've got a couple grants in that have sustained the film and the filmmaking, and hopefully we'll be able to raise some funds in the fall to help finish it up and distribute it.
And where will listeners be able to learn more about this project?
If you want to find out more about We Are Superman or All These Flowers, you can go to Facebook and search the title of each film. Or you can go to wearesuperman-themovie.com, and that's our website for that film. And our website for All These Flowers is alltheseflowers.com, though if you go there, there's nothing really there at this point. We're still just developing the website, and it'll be done probably by January. But really, the Facebook page, you know, facebook.com/alltheseflowers, that's where you want to go if you want to stay up to date on the film.
Thanks, Kevin. And may I suggest to all our listeners to purchase a digital copy of We Are Superman. I downloaded mine a couple of months back, and I found it a remarkable film. By purchasing Orthodox-made content, you're supporting Orthodox talent. Again, Kevin, thank you for joining us today on the Movie Nikon, and I wish you all the very best on All These Flowers.
Thanks a lot, Chris, for having me.
That was Kevin Bryce, Orthodox filmmaker of We Are Superman and All These Flowers. And don't forget to find those projects on Facebook and like those pages. If you want to learn more about Orthodoxy, Media and the Arts, visit the OFA blog at orthodoxfilmmakersandartists.blogspot.com or like the blog on Facebook. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Moving Icon with Chris Vlachonasios. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.